Hi, this is Pastor Ted Marshall with Great Hope Christian Fellowship Church and also Reach and Teach Ministries. Today we're going to be talking about, are you just blowing in the wind? Remember that many years ago there was a song that the one of the lines was, the answer is just blowing in the wind. Well, I've got a different take on that. Is the answer just blowing in the wind, or is the answer, and who makes the wind blow? A man has such a high opinion of himself to think that he can change the world's climate by his own hand. Now, yes, we can, as a decree of the self-absorbed. They would have you buy into this. So let me get this straight. If we had been able to stop all the dinosaurs from driving SUVs, the world would have survived the global warming or cooling climate change that made them extinct. I know that's just a joke, but, you know, sometimes we hear fools, and they try to tell us that they're wise. Before I start today's sermon, I'd like for you, if you would, turn to Psalm 78, 1 through 4. O my people, hear my teachings. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things, things from of old. What we have heard and known, and what our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done. That's Psalm 78, 1 through 4. Recently, a group of warming, or they say climate change scientists, were stranded on the ice in Antarctica. They were about 40 miles from their intended destination. Now, what their intentions were to study the melting ice and the receding coastline of Antarctica. But, you know, I think the Lord had another idea. Foolishness sometimes is so apparent. They were stuck. They had to send an icebreaker rescue ship to come get the global warming scientists free from their frozen capture of the ice on their ship. 20 miles from that ship, the icebreaker, ice rescue ship, was, guess what, you're right, it got stuck also. So what they had to do is they had to send a second rescue ship that had helicopters, and the helicopters were sent in to rescue the global warming scientists from their fate of being frozen in the melting ice of Antarctica. Now, it's interesting to mention this. One of the things I'd like to, that's interesting about this, you know, America and the world, they really did not want them, us, to hear this blunder. So 40 out of 41 of the stories in the network's morning and our evening news failed to even mention global warming or climate change while covering the story. Now, this is really covering up the story, and this has happened before where the climate change or global warming scientists have been exposed for their stupidities. Now, the news media also dropped the word scientists and said that they were just tourists in their later stories. Now, back in 2010, despite Washington, D.C. being blanketed in snow and transportation delays, they had to cancel, because of transportation delays, they had to cancel the White House meeting with its official first of the climate preparedness group to discuss strategies for adapting to global warming. If you go with me and if you read Romans 1:22, the New King James Version, it says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. The New International Version says, although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. We see around us the people that refuse to submit to the words of the Bible. They rebel against God in an attempt to bring praise and glory unto themselves rather than give God the glory in which he is due. The scientists would have us believe that they alone have the answers to the world's questions, and only by their efforts can we survive the future and understand the past. Ecclesiastes 1, 4 through 7, and verse 9 through 11. Again, that's Ecclesiastes 1, 4 through 7, and 9 through 11. Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north, and round it goes, even returning on its own course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea never full. To the place of the streams come from, they return again. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, look, there's something new. It was here before our time. There is no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow. Now, Bradley Dean, who's the founder of the Christian organization You Can Run But You Can't Hide, provided some interesting insight and information on how the Bibles, or ways the Bible agrees with science, not scientists. And the way we're going to discuss this quickly is there's three categories that we're going to be looking at. First of all, there's what the Bible says. Then there's science now, what science now said. And then science then, what they said in the past. Let's take a look, for instance. First of all, science, the Bible says the earth is a sphere. Science, of course, agrees now that the earth is a sphere. But science then said the earth was a flat disk. Let's take a look at what the Bible said about it. And if you would, Isaiah 40, verse 21 through 22. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and his people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. One of the other science subjects is the incalculable number of stars. Now, science, of course, today agrees with it. The Bible even stated it. But science back then actually said that there was only 1,100 stars. Let's see what the Bible said. Jeremiah 33, verse 22. I will make the descendants of David my servant, and the Levites who minister before me as countless as the stars of the sky, and as measureless as the sands on the seashore. Another scientific subject, let's talk about the free float of Earth in space. Now, of course, science agrees that, yeah, the Earth is in space, floating on its own in space. But the science back then said that the Earth sat on a large animal. Some pictures showed that the Earth was actually riding on a large tortoise, of what they used to believe. Let's see what the Bible taught us, even back then. If you go to Job 26, verse 7, he spreads out the northern skies over empty space. He suspends the earth over nothing. Another scientific agreement with the Bible. Each star is different. A science agrees that stars are different sizes, different sizes of the stars. Science back then said all stars were the same. Let's take a look what the Bible taught us. First of all, it said, each star is different, and we go to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 41. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 41. The sun has one kind of splendor, the moon and the stars another, and star differs from the star, from star in splendor. Here's an interesting one. Creation made of invisible elements. Scientists, yeah, they agree that it's invisible elements, and they discovered atoms, which were invisible elements. Of course, science back way back then had no knowledge of this whatsoever. But the Bible told us long before. And here's what the Bible said. In Hebrews 11, verse 3, by faith we understood that the universe was formed at God's command, and so that what is seen was not made of what was visible. One of the other aspects we'll go on just a little bit, a few couple more, is the movement of light. It's proven that scientists see that light does move from place to place. And, of course, the science back then about light was light was just in a fixed place. If you turn to me to Job 38, verse 19 and 20. What is the way of the abode of light? And where does darkness reside? Can you take them to their place? Do they know the path to their dwellings? Air has weight. Of course, scientists now, of course, understand that, and they can actually measure the weight of air. The Bible talks about air and weight and force of air, and the science in the past claimed that air was weightless. As we know, air weighs a square inch of air weighs from if you had a square inch of air pressing down on your skin, that square inch, that column of air which goes all the way up to the top of the atmosphere, does have weight, and the actual weight of that is 14.7 pounds per square inch, which is a measurable weight. Let's hear what the Bible said. In Job 28:25, when he established the force of the wind and measured out the waters. One atmosphere, of course, as we know, is considered 14.7 pounds per square inch. Wind blows in circles. Now, of course, in cyclones and so forth, and hurricanes, it was still believed in the past that wind only blew in one direction. It blew straight. It did not turn. It did not go into circles. Of course, scientists, now we know that it does. And the Bible told us that it did. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 6. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north, and round it goes, ever returning to its course. Proverbs 1, verse 7, and verse 20 to 32. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Wisdom calls aloud in the street. She raises her voice in a public square, and at the head of the noisy street she cries out. In the gateways of the city she makes her speech. How long will you, of simple ones, love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. But since you rejected me when I called, and no one gave heed when I stretched out my hand, since you ignored all my advice, it would not accept my rebuke. I, in turn, will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, and when disaster and trouble overwhelm you. Then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they will not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat in the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them. The compliancy of fools will destroy them. One more thing we'll talk about is the ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains. Of course, scientists did discover that. They've seen underwater mountain ranges and so forth. But scientists used to believe that it was all flat, that the ocean floor was flat. But the Bible taught us different. There's two places in the Bible that helps us with this. If you go to 2 Samuel 22, verse 16. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 16. The valleys of the seas were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare, and the rebuke of the Lord at the blast of his breath from his nostrils. Turn to Jonah 2, verse 5 and 6. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath bared me in forever. And on the last thing we want to talk about is oceans containing springs. For many years, the scientists believed that how the ocean was filled up was by all the rainwater coming off the mountains and the streams on land that flowed into the ocean. Well, now we know that there are actually freshwater springs in the bottom of the ocean that bring fresh water and replenish a part of the ocean's capacity. I have been lucky in my lifetime and have been blessed in my lifetime as a scuba diver and scuba instructor, had actually dove into these springs 90 to 100 feet underwater, was able to breathe, was able to drink crystal clear, pure, fresh water from these springs by simply taking the regulator out of my mouth and drinking in. A remarkable, remarkable miracle. Job 38:16. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep? Now, as much as the secular world and those that do not love God try to say that they have the answers and can actually control the science of earth, the truth of the Bible, God's Word, always returns in written word. Do you? Have you seen Him? Do you have to see Him to believe Him? Now, one day, a 9-year-old girl was sitting in her classroom. The teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked the little boy a question. Tommy, do you see the tree outside? And Tommy answered, yes. The teacher asked, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes. The teacher said, go outside and see if you can see the sky. Tommy said, okay. He returned a few minutes later and said, yes, I saw the sky. The teacher asked, did you see God? Tommy answered, no. The teacher said, that's my point. We can't see God because He isn't there. He doesn't exist. A little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions. The teacher agreed, and the little girl asked the boy, Tommy, did you see the tree? Tommy said, yes. The little girl asked, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy answered, yes, because he was tired of being asked the same questions. The little girl asked, did you see the sky? And Tommy answered, yes. The little girl asked, Tommy, do you see the teacher? And Tommy answered, yes. The little girl asked, do you see her brain? And Tommy said, no. So the little girl said, then according to what we were taught in school today, she must not have one. Now, Ray Comfort is a Christian scientist and author that said, if we know that with all of his genius, man cannot create anything from nothing, how intellectually preposterous is it to actually believe that nothing created everything? Atheism is off the charts of human foolishness. That's why an atheist has no scientific credibility, because he has nothing created everything, violates the basic law of science, and also, might I add, common sense. Remember Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now, scientists who were not atheists, but believed in intelligent design, Carl Sagan, Albert Einstein, Galileo, Newton, Copernicus, Francis Bacon, Louis Pasteur, Kepler, yet these same scientists, the atheist quote, and it's just remarkable. In Isaiah 44, verse 24 through 25, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord who has made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself, who foils the signs of false prophets and makes fools of diviners, who overthrows the learning of the wise and turns it into nonsense. You see, the Bible refers to false prophets as people who claim to bring messages from the gods. Now, diviners were people who would fake omens for their own benefit, like the inconvenient truth of global warming, professed by Al Gore and others. Does that sound familiar? Does that ring any bells? Because God is truth, He is the standard for all teachings. We can always trust His Word as absolute truth. His Word is completely accurate, and against it we can measure all other teachings. If you're unsure about a teaching, test it against God's Word. God condemned the false prophets because they gave advice opposite His. Isaiah 45, verse 18 through 25. For this is what the Lord says, He who has created the heavens, He is God, He who fashioned and made the earth. He founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret from somewhere in a land of darkness. I have not said to Jacob's descendants, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Gather together and come. Assemble you fugitives from the nations. Ignorant are those who carry about idols of wood, who pray to gods that cannot save. Declare what is to be present. Declare what it is to be. Present it. Let them take counsel together. Who foretold this long ago? Who declared it from the distant past? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and Savior. There is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity a word that will not be revoked. Before me every knee will bow, by me every tongue will swear. They will say of me, in the Lord alone are righteousness and strength. All who have raged against him will come to him and be put to shame. But in the Lord all the descendants of Israel will be found righteous and will exalt. Let us pray that we can remove the blindfolds that are so abundant people around us. They believe in the foolishness of the secular non-believing opportunist, who fill them with false facts and cover up the truth with blankets of dishonesty for their own personal glory and material gains. I ask you that you know the Lord and rebuke the lies with the truth from the Word of God. Read the Bible. Pray for clarity and discernment. Filter all the claims by the so-called climate change activists using the truth of the Word of God. Now, I'm old enough to remember that in my college days in the 70s that they were telling us of a coming ice age and we would be ice skating in Florida. I wondered, did they really know that we would have two national hockey teams, one in Tampa, one in Miami? I'm just saying. I've yet to see herds of woolly mammoths coming from the north on the ice glaciers. And of course, now they say global warming is what killed off the dinosaurs. Yes, it was all the SUVs they drove around and polluting the air. As I was quoted in Dr. Linda Pugsley's book, DMR5, The Next Generation, when you refuse to hear the truth, you lose the ability to know a lie. Please seek the truth in all that you hear and see. Check out what our God says about it. Know that through Him, the truth will be shown to you. By him, you will see in a crystal clarity what is right and what is wrong. You will not be of a divided heart, left to follow those who are devoted to vile images, detestable and untrue idols, and lies and distortions of truth. In Ezekiel 11, verse 19 through 21, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Then they will follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws, and they will be my people, and I will be their God. But as for those whose hearts are devoted to their vile images and detestable idols, I will bring down on their own heads what they have done, declares the Sovereign Lord. And 1 Peter 1, chapter 1, verse 22 and 25. 1 Peter 1, 22 through 25. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers and love one another deeply from the heart, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. God bless you, and thank you for listening.